political junkies are aquiver in anticipation of tonight's HBO debut of Recount. It's the story of the hotly contested 2000 presidential election. Weekend Edition Sunday's video blogger Jacob Soboroff brought his camera to our offices earlier this week, and he taped me interviewing him.
I'm here with Jacob Soboroff, and last week he was in L.A. and saw a showing of Recount. And as part of the event, they actually had butterfly ballots and some of the machines that were used in Palm Beach, Florida. And I guess you asked people to use them and see whether they found it easy or not.
Yeah, that's right. They actually set up the Votomatic butterfly ballot, famous hanging chad system that became so infamous after the Florida recount, after and during. And I went there to see if people today could effectively use the same ballot that they used back then in 2000 that created so much trouble.
Those machines in that controversy, Bush v. Gore, were 7 years ago. So what about this is relevant today?
Well, I mean, I think that Recount, a large part of this movie and the promotion of this movie, is about a reexamination today, 8 years down the line, of the state of the voting system in the United States.
And what is the state of the voting system?
Well, a lot of people say, I mean, I talked to 13 of the 16 presidential candidates about the state of the voting system. The vast majority of them, if not all of them, say that it's something that's definitely worth talking about. And I would say 75% of the 13 that I talked to said that it's broken, explicitly broken.
Your video also suggests that there are problems with confidence in the way votes are counted and tallied.
I mean, the integrity of our voting system is a big concern. People don't know that their votes are going to count, number one, that their votes will be counted. And so, you know, you see a lot of people stay home.
Why do you care?
I mean, look, voting is the right. Thomas Paine said voting is the right by which all other rights are protected. If you can't vote, have someone represent you in the government, you can't speak out on any issue that you care about, whether it's the environment, genocide, gay rights, gun rights, education, whatever it is. I mean, probably everything that's talked about on Weekend Edition Sunday in some form comes back to, if you don't vote, if you can't vote on these issues, how are the American people's voices being heard on these issues? And so that's really, for me, what it comes down to.
Jacob Soboroff of Why Tuesday and Sunday Soapbox. Good talking with you.
Thanks, man.
You can see my interview with Jacob Soboroff and his video about the butterfly ballot machines at our political blog, npr.org/Sunday Soapbox. This is NPR News.